Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Mmm, mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. There's no doubt about it, friends. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is delicious. Why, it just has to be, for Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Now, you know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Yes, no other beef so fresh can be so tender as Kroger Tender Ray beef. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. What's more, Kroger guarantees it's the best-eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get the finest beef value in town. Buy the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Buy Kroger Tender Ray beef. It's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. If Johnny Keith has his way, he's going to marry Penny Gibbs. Just the other day, he said to Penny's mother, Grace...
Oh, Penny doesn't know it yet, and I don't want her to know it yet. Well, but, Oh, Mrs. Billings, one of these days, very soon now, Penny is going to present me to you as your son-in-law.
If Dr. Joel Evans has his way, it is he and not Johnny who is going to put the ring on Penny's finger. As he said to Nora Lang a few evenings ago...
Nora, you're good at keeping secrets, so I'll let you in on one. I don't want Penny to know it yet, but I'm going to marry that girl, and nothing's going to keep me from it.
Beyond the sparsely settled streets of Rossville are the flat farming lands of the valley. Beyond the flat lands are the rolling hills, and beyond these, the mountains. On a flat rock ledge near the crest of Mount Wills... sit Penny Gibbs and Johnny Keith this warm April day. There's been little said the last few minutes, and then Penny breaks the silence with...
What are you thinking about, Johnny?
Oh, just that Rossville looks awfully tiny down there in the valley. Very tiny and very far away.
It looks tiny because it is far away. It looks like a toy village from here, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Kind little children building the living room rug on rainy days.
Sure. And from here it looks peaceful, too. Peaceful and perfect. You can't see the refuse in the streets and the mess of vacant lots and backyards down by the river.
From a distance, it's hard to see anything that's ugly, Johnny. Rossville is a pretty town, though, even from close up, even on the inside.
Yes, 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 it is. Like most growing towns, it has its rough spots, though.
No, it's growing fast. It was such a little town when we were children. It was all trees and parks, shady lanes.
Oh, Penny, you think so because you played in those parks and climbed those trees and roller skated down those shady lanes. But, Penny, the town itself, the riverfront, the mills, the offices, they don't mean anything to you.
I suppose not. You know, in a way, Rossville is still a small town to me.
Well, it isn't large, Penny. It's still a town, not a city, and... Well, it always will be a town, I hope.
So do I.
Well, sure, the people in it will keep it a town, Penny. You know, I don't think size has as much to do with whether a place is a town or a city as the people in it. Now, the people of Rossville like Rossville the way it is. They won't allow changes.
That sounds as though they object to progress, Johnny. And that's not so good.
Well, is confusion progress, Penny? Is it progress to fill the air you breathe with smoke and soot? Would you think Rossville was going in the right direction if you someday found your home with an apartment building on one side of it and an office building on the other?
Golly, no.
Well, that's what happens when a town grows into a city and the city becomes a metropolis. But is it progress? I don't think so.
I know the kind of progress I want for Rossville.
Hmm?
I want it to be a happy place. A place that's fun to live in. Quiet fun like this. I want it to be a place where people... Johnny?
Hmm?
You know why Rossville looks so perfectly at peace from here?
Why?
Because we can't see the people.
Or any sign that there's a person in it. Penny, that valley down there, for instance, never knew trouble until man walked into it. And since then, it's had one trouble after another.
Some of them yours, and some of them mine.
Yeah, some have been yours, some have been mine, and some have been ours. But that doesn't mean they have to be now and always. Penny, look, people can drift apart and come back together again. And not just once, but several times.
Johnny, I hope we'll never drift apart. I mean by that, live such different lives that we don't see each other, have nothing in common.
I know what you're getting around to, Penny. That old let's just be good friends routine. Well, don't you think we're both a little too old for that?
I think we're both old enough to recognize and accept it. Being good friends and just that. That's all that's left for us.
If that's all you want us to be.
That's all we can be.
What makes you think so?
Oh, I don't know. Circumstances.
Well, such as?
Do I have to list them for you? You know them as well as I do.
Well, Penny, I don't even see any circumstances.
Maybe you should open your eyes then.
Well, do they look closed?
Even eyes that are open don't always see everything they should.
Mine do. At least in matters that concern us.
Johnny, look, we shouldn't think of ourselves in terms of us. But in terms of two different people.
Penny, I don't know why you keep on saying that.
Well, I just said it now for the first time, Johnny.
Well, for the first time in that particular way, but... Well, you've said the same thing over and over again in many different ways.
Well, then you should know by now what I mean by it.
Well, first of all, Penny, I'll have to know just what you mean.
Johnny, you know very well what I mean. You've decided not to go back to South Africa, to stay in Rossville for good. You give me a reason, but I don't think it's the right one. I have a strange feeling that you somehow think things can someday... Well, that someday we might mean the same thing to each other that we used to.
Well, we might, Penny.
No, Johnny. No, that's what I'm getting at. That's what I mean when I say we shouldn't think of ourselves as us. Nothing will ever be the same again. Nothing ever is.
Well, if you mean exactly the same, you're right, Penny, but... Well, what about things being the same again, only different? Better, for instance. More what they should have been instead of what they actually were.
No, not the same again, not ever. Not similar or better or as they should have been or anything of the sort.
Well, you're rather emphatic about it. Why?
Because, Johnny, I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, if you're not sure about your feelings, Penny, you shouldn't be so emphatic about it.
Look, let's not talk about it, huh? All we do is go round in circles.
But such nice circles.
You better be careful. We're up awfully high. You don't want to get dizzy.
That's a long way down, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a while I forgot where we were.
So did I.
Hey, it must be 5:00. Isn't that the train coming through the pass from Heatherton?
Yeah, I think it is. Looks like a toy from up here, doesn't it?
We're talking about the toy look of things. This is where we came in.
I guess we better go.
Yeah, I guess so, too, but I hate to.
Yeah, me too.
Well, come on, I'll help you.
Okay. Thank you. It's a shame to leave this spot. The sunset should be beautiful for me.
Well, we'll come up and watch it sometime. Say, isn't that the clock down at town hall?
Yeah, it's 5:00. It's amazing how clearly we can hear it way up here.
Well, wind's blowing in this direction. Whatever wind there is. Well, let's get back to the car. It'll be nearly 7 before we're home.
Johnny. Johnny, speaking of home, now that you're staying in Rossville, are you going to keep a room at the hotel?
Well, I'd like to, Penny, but as soon as my cousin takes over the estate in South Africa, I'm afraid I won't be able to afford a hotel room.
Look, why don't you stay at our house?
Oh, no thanks.
Well, are you renting a house?
Well, are you kidding? I have to find a job before I can rent a house. And besides, where can I rent a house? There isn't anything in town. I've looked.
Then why don't you stay with us? At least till you find a place of your own.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it, Penny, but I have a line on a couple of rooms. Small, not much to look at, but they'll do for the time being.
I really think you're foolish not to accept a room at our house. And as far as...
No, thanks, just the same, Penny, but I'd rather not. Hey, we'd better get back to the car. There's a wind coming up.
Yeah, there is. Ooh, chilly one, too.
Well, it's not too far back to the road. I'll give you my coat if it's too cold.
No, thanks. It's not that chilly. In fact, it feels kind of good. It picks me up.
Yeah, I think when we get down in the valley, we'll wish we had a breeze. It's a little stuffy down there.
Yeah, it was awfully warm today for this time of the year, anyway. Oh, golly. It's nothing like it's going to be in a few weeks, though.
Well, we'll come up here on those hot days, Penny, and watch the valley swelter.
Aha, you like to see others suffer, do you?
Well, no, no. This is a free mountain, only I hope not everyone finds out how cool it is up here.
Cool? It's cold up here.
Yes, it is. Well, here's the car.
Yeah.
We'll be home soon.
What time did you say we'd be home, 7? Well, I hope it's not much later than 7, or Sarah won't let us have anything for it to eat. And she won't let us go into the kitchen to fix anything for ourselves either. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Is it Freddy, Penny?
No, it's no one, Johnny.
Look, I'd better go out and look for him.
Yeah, maybe you better. I wouldn't worry about Freddy if Nora weren't worried about him, but she's called everywhere. No one's seen either Helen or Freddy.
Well, I know a little place out on the highway where they don't have a phone. I'll try that.
Well, look, if it's not too much trouble, would you? What time is it?
Well, it's almost 11. I'll call you in about an hour, Penny, and let you know if I found
it. Thanks, Johnny. Thanks so much. I'll go upstairs and try and comfort Nora.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, so long.
Bye, John.
Hello there, Johnny.
Oh, Freddy, is that... Oh, Joe, hello. Not much good about this evening, is there?
Well, what's the trouble, Johnny? You look upset about something.
Yes, I am. Freddie Lang's got the whole house upset again.
Oh?
Yeah, he and Helen Burroughs haven't been seen since 5 o'clock, and they left the farm.
Oh. What's the matter with that guy?
Nothing. He just doesn't use his head. Or he may have taken a shortcut back from the farm and had engine trouble or something. I'm glad you're dropping in, Joel. Can you stay for a while?
Well, yes, but... Why do you ask?
Well, Penny's upset because Nora's upset. Maybe you can cheer them both up until I get some kind of word to him about Freddy.
Well, you want me to help you look?
No, thanks. You'll do Nora and Penny more good sticking here.
Well, anything you say, but you're sure it's all right with you?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, you don't mind if I spend a little time with Penny, even under the circumstances?
Well, no, why should I? Now that you mention it, Joel, about spending time with Penny,
Yeah?
You'd better get in all the time you can, as fast as you can.
Well, now I'll have to ask you what you mean.
Well, Joel, Penny doesn't know this yet, and I'd rather she wouldn't, but... Well, I've told about everybody else, I might as well tell you. I'm going to marry that girl.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm. If she'll have me.
Well, thanks for the tip, Johnny. And to show my appreciation, I'll let you know something. I'm going to marry her.
Well, you are?
Mm-hmm. If she'll have me.
Well, good luck.
And the same to you.
Well, Dr. Evans now knows that Johnny has vowed to marry Penny Gibbs. And Johnny knows that Joel is just as determined as he. Which one will be successful, or will she marry neither of them? And what's happened to Freddie Lang and Helen Burroughs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Why, naturally, Kroger Tender Ray Beef is delicious. It's the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, besides offering you the one beef that's always fresh, always tender... Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. It's like this. Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Since this is done before your purchase is weighed and priced, you get more meat, less waste. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Friends, remember, no other beef so fresh can be so tender as Kroger Tender Ray Beef. And you can buy it only at your Kroger store. Remember, too, at your Kroger store, you get more meat for your money. Because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the finest beef value in town. Be with us again Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.